fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Monday, the 6th of September, Labor Day. The prepper tip of the day is to make a list of priorities. It's very important. I've done this a number of times. In fact, I do it every day, quite frankly, every work day. And you need to be doing that also. This is Firearms Monday. We have with us Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon because, well, that's when it's answered. That telephone is 417-718-2597. And, Sam, we should mention you do, in fact, build custom rifles, don't you, sir?
We sure do. We build the finest rifles in the world. It doesn't matter if they're AR-15s or long-range hunting rifles or long-range precision tactical rifles. We have products all the way from AR pistols up to 3,000-yard sniper weapon systems that we custom build, bolt gun and semi-auto. So if you're interested in a precision weapon, you'll have to get in line. I have a backlog of rifles like every other decent rifle builder in the U.S., but you will get a fantastic product in about a year on a bolt gun, 4 to 6 months on a semi-auto weapon system.
I was present at one of your classes when one of your customers took delivery of his new $12,000 custom rifle. He was like a kid getting his first bicycle. It was great. It was great.
Well, you know, John, when you get something that's hand-built by someone like me, it's a lot like driving a Kia most of your life and then getting into a Koenigsegg race car. I mean, the Koenigseggs are hand-built. They're the cream of the crop as far as the supercars go, the technology, the speed, the power, the handling. They're just incredible. And when you pick up a rifle that's hand-built, it feels different. Nothing shakes on it. Nothing's loose on it. Everything fits together tight. You pull the trigger, it's like, oh my, you know, most people are like, oh my gosh, this trigger is so different. Well, yeah, it's an 8-ounce trigger. It's not a 7-pound trigger. Or it's a 1.5-pound trigger, not a 7 or 8-pound trigger like a gun you would buy from a sporting goods store. Everything on it is smooth and fits perfect and operates perfectly, and that's what you pay for. And you get probably 3 to 4 times the accuracy level.
Causes me to recall a scene from the film Ford versus Ferrari, where Enzo Ferrari is giving a tour to one of the top Ford executives of the Ferrari factory, and they're walking past engines being built, and Enzo Ferrari says, "Each engine is built by one technician from start to finish. He has complete responsibility for building one engine." Now, that's something that's not done, obviously, very much, is it, sir?
No, and if you want control of quality, you have one person do the assembly. They are responsible for measuring everything, for fitting everything together, for testing everything. You know, oftentimes, John, we will assemble a rifle, take it apart, and reassemble it. We'll do that 2 or 3 times, test fitting various aspects of the gun. For example, when we install our piston kits, we actually relieve the barrel nut so that the op rod has the perfect amount of free play and preload. And when you know how to set things up for various calibers, you're taking that barrel nut on and off 2 or 3 times and making very small, fine adjustments to it so that gun operates like a Bernina sewing machine. Our ARs, suppressed, will run 10,000 rounds without being cleaned. Think about that. There's not a weapon in the world that I know of that can run 10,000 rounds without being cleaned.
Well, I know I recall that the testing for like the M1 Garand was something like, 3 to 5,000 rounds with various things like mortar and mud and sand to test for their functionality.
Yeah, the M1 was a good, reliable system. A gas impingement AR with a suppressor will usually foul out around 130 to 160 rounds. Now, all of that can vary depending on how clean the ammo is, what the temperature is, what pressure the ammo is. The higher pressure the ammo, the cleaner it tends to burn. But also the higher pressure the ammo, the more likely you are to break an extractor or get your bolt velocity higher than it should be. And so when you put a suppressor on a rifle, on a gas impingement gun, it increases the back pressure, which blows more burnt powder fouling into your barrel extension, into your bolt lugs, into your action where the bolt carrier has to slide freely on. And so you don't get very many rounds on a suppressed AR unless it's a piston-operated design that doesn't blow that burnt powder back into your bolt and action.
Well, that's information people need. The AR-15 has become the most popular centerfire semi-automatic rifle ever manufactured in this country, hasn't it, sir?
Oh, it's by far the most popular rifle in America. And, you know, there's been a long-standing argument. You can read for weeks on the internet about the argument of should your AR-15 be gas impingement or should it be piston-operated? And that argument is a fool's errand, okay? It really is. Because for a close quarters battle or a CQB type weapon, the piston operated system with a suppressor is far superior in a firefight. So if you're shooting 400 yards and in an urban combat environment or in a suburban environment where you don't have long precision shots that you're taking from a hide as a sniper, The piston-operated AR is far superior and more than accurate enough to get the job done if it's well made. Now, having said that, if you're building a precision sniper weapon system and you need to shoot from 500 to 1,000 to 1,500 yards, then the gas impingement gun shines. Because the piston-operated systems mess with the barrel harmonics and give you more vertical dispersion. And that vertical dispersion you do not need at 1,200 yards with a sniper weapon system. Also, with a sniper weapon system, you tend to fire one, two, or three shots and vacate the area so you don't get compromised. And so you don't have the requirement to fire lots of rounds in a combat environment. You're taking one, two, or three shots, and then you're relocating.
All right. Our next caller is Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, Sam, I was listening to you, and I agree with you unbelievably on the last segment before the break. I was curious about something. Do you feel that the convention of states or secession is even possible at this point to actually make it happen, and or do you feel like pretty much a revolution is the only thing left? And if we do, and there's kind of three parts to this question, if we do have to be going up against our own military, I mean, we don't have a heck of a chance, a lot of chance against Apache helicopters and everything else. I mean, the Afghans did, but the American people, by and large, you know, are not near the type of character, or I don't know, the quality, I guess, is the reality of it, of the type of people and the toughness of the Afghans. So I just wanted to get your thought on that.
So I don't think a convention of the states in succession is going to be on the near horizon. I don't think there's enough motivation for it amongst the people. And I don't think secession is the right way to go. I think once a conservative group of states bands together, I don't think we secede from the United States. I think we force these states that are not operating under the U.S. Constitution to secede. We kick them out of the Union. Okay, so I think that's the proper way to deal with that, but I don't see that coming in the near term. Once the borders start being thrown up in the states, and you're seeing need drive this thing. So in Texas, the Texas state legislature just passed budget money to build a wall on their international border. Not federal money, but state money. Okay, so if people think states won't build walls, they're not paying attention to what's going on in Texas, I'll tell you that. States will ultimately secure their own people because they're too connected to the people. See, Washington is disconnected from the people. Washington has a separate agenda from the American people. The governors and the local legislatures don't have that luxury. They deviate too far from the people and they'll get removed. I think that secession's not on the near term, although who knows? You know, I don't have a crystal ball. I just don't think it's the first thing that's going to happen. I think the first thing that's going to happen is you're going to see two separate economies and two systems, whether formal or informal, you'll see them form. It's already happening. And then you'll see migration. And then you'll see the conflicts that come from that migration and the movement of money and resources. Because in most wars start with a commodity war, a commodity conflict, then there's a monetary conflict, and then there's a shooting war. We're seeing the commodity wars and we're seeing the financial wars right now. The conflicts are happening right now. And we're also seeing the migration of resources, people moving to the Midwest in droves right now. And that's going to accelerate. Right. Now, what's that going to do to the tax base of the criminals like Cuomo, who ran New York for so long? Right? That's going to undermine their agenda. They're going to do things to try and stop that. I don't expect the conservative states to have to build walls to keep people out. I expect the liberal, tyrannical states like New York to try and keep people in. They're going to make it illegal for you to move out of your own state. They're going to hold their own citizens hostage. And they're going to start with COVID passports to travel.
Yeah, I do agree with you. Do you think there is much? Much of a chance of the people being able, if it comes to a shooting war, being able to overthrow this military without having China and Russia jump on us like a dog on a bone?
Oh, I think all of those things are possible. But yeah, the people can win this. We outnumber. See, that's part of the problem is that people don't understand their collective power. That's why they try to divide you. Men against women, black against white, Asian against Mexican, right? Liberal against conservative. That's why division is such a powerful tool for the globalist, tyrannical, communist psychos. They want to divide us because together, collectively, our power is enormous. There's over 120 million armed Americans right now. If you added up all the federal agents and all the active military, they wouldn't even total 550,000 people. They have no chance against the American people. None. They have to confiscate the guns and cow everybody into complying to have any chance at all at taking over. And that's just not going to happen.
Sam, I need to modify what you said there. If we take the men, warriors, active duty in the United States, not the clerks, not the logistics people, the warriors, one good-sized college football stadium would not be quite filled up, would it, sir?
That's exactly right. And so what John is pointing out, which is a very salient point, is that if we have 440,000 active military right now, only about 80,000 of those are actual warfighters. The rest are logistics, maintenance. It takes five people to support one warrior on the battlefield in our U.S. military. They're a paper tiger is what they are. They cannot take on the American people. The deer hunters in Pennsylvania outnumber the active soldiers and Marines 100 to 1. I mean, the federal government stands no chance against the American people the moment the American people are willing to stand up and say enough is enough.
I'm with you. I agree. I got a couple other little thoughts on this. You know, the New World Order people, they are very, very good at creating diversions and other crises to divert, like they're trying to divert everything away from Biden's fiasco in Afghanistan. And I'm curious as to how you see the possibility of them creating collapsing the financial system, you know, with Russia signing that security agreement against with Saudi Arabia and stuff, collapsing that in order to plunge us into a depression in order to stop something like a revolution from coming about, or if it would facilitate it.
It'll facilitate it. It won't stop it. It just moves us further down the path.
Yeah, you know, you're talking about a war or a rebellion starting with commodities, and the rich people moving out of those, you know, crazy states and moving places here. I just was talking to a guy yesterday at church, and he said right up where these people are moving into, they've created, on the side of a blooming mountain, this is no joke, there is an entire huge subdivision. I can't remember. I think it was like close to 100 houses on the side of this mountain that all are starting at $1.3 million each. And there's people buying them so fast. They're having to these people are wanting huge rocks put in their place, and they're having to lower them down about 60 feet, these 2-ton rocks, just to be able to set them. Amazing stuff. Would never have believed I could even see it. That's all
Kyle,
I got for this morning, guys.
Thank you, Kyle. We got a break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. The current sale will help your whole team get what they need to protect their cars, trucks, homes, and generators. Check it out at my website. Visiting with Sam Andrews, Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. If you want to sign up for a class, maybe have a custom rifle built, get in on the next group order for thermal imaging, just give them a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Sam, I wanted to follow up on the last comment from the last caller there. You know, you said it perfectly, Sam, when you were saying, you know, you see that you believe that there'll be, you know, an economy change, you know, that there may be some states will go to base their, you know, money on real, like silver or gold or whatever. But that was my comment is this, basically, that this is following suit almost exactly like we got into the Civil War. During the Civil War, the states succeeded. The issue there was cotton. You know, and the right to mill their own cotton down in their own state so that the North couldn't control the price of cloth and cotton. Here we have it's like, and by the way, it was legal at the time when the state succeeded the South. And so the whole war was brought on by Lincoln was really an illegal war because they had the right to secession at the time they succeeded. He said it was to preserve the Union, but, you know, there was no Union. They had, at that time, the Constitution provided that they could succeed. I see the same thing building up here. You know, it may take a long time. It may not happen overnight, but I see that these states, I don't know if we're going to get to the point of civil war, but, you know, it's really the states' rights to reject this COVID nonsense and all this kind of junk and the shots and all that, and as opposed to the federal level. And so, yeah, it's almost identical.
Hello? That's absolutely correct. Part of the deal with the South and the North in the Civil War was the North was buying up cotton from the South, making textiles, cloths, and they were selling excess cotton to Europe for a ridiculously high price. And of course, the Southern states got wind of that and started selling direct to Europe, which undercut these businessmen and bankers in the North. And it was that motivation that brought them to the politics of it all and what begat the Civil War. And so, you know, the history books don't necessarily reflect the accuracy of that, but I think your comments are well-placed.
Well, yeah, especially when you consider that your comment about printing their own money, start printing their own money, that's what the South did. They started printing their own money based on their gold, which the South was pretty wealthy, actually, at that time, far more wealthier than the North. And the North had to borrow money, you know, from the bankers, you know, to pay for the war, their end of the war. So the money situation, I think when you see that happen, then you're taking the money out of control for the Rothschild banks, right, and putting it in there, and that's something they won't allow.
Well, look, I don't know how. Look at what Texas has already done. They've already set up their own reserve system. They're getting ready for this. They know it's coming. These boys in Texas aren't playing around. They see what's coming. And, you know, Texas, they've got coastline. They've got oil. They've got energy. They've got everything they need to be independent of these criminals in Washington, D.C. They also have the second largest contingent of Guard and Reservesmen. I mean, they've got real assets in Texas. The question is the rest of the Midwest smart enough to ally with them?
Well, that's another question all entirely. I don't know. I kind of doubt it. I think some states would, you know, most of these states, the people are just ignorant, but still ignorant when it comes to this COVID nonsense and everything and state rights and all that. But hopefully, if a state takes like Texas, took the initiative to start their currency, then, you know, it might be on. You know, they might start waking up. It might help them wake up. John, I wanted to ask you a question. Did you ever look at that email I sent you the other day?
What email was that, sir?
Okay. It's like pulling teeth, John. I say that in a good way. But, I know. You get so many.
All right.
I sent you an email, and I... and I titled
John, it's just not right, John, that you work 90 hours a week and don't read all those emails people send you.
we have a break.
Stop sending us emails. We're busy.
Jeez. Charlie, thank you for the call, Charlie. We got about an hour break. We got people on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the sixth day of September, Labor Day. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. We have a Labor Day sale on the Energy Cleaner going until midnight tonight. And if you want to participate, just get your order in before midnight. If you're mailing a check, make sure it's postmarked before midnight tonight. $25 off Energy Cleaner is 25% off the mattress pads. And my order takers won't have a clue. When you call them, just place your order. I will refund the Labor Day sale manually. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. .com. And Sam, looks like our next caller is Patty in Florida. Good morning, Patty.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Wow, you had me salivating there for a handmade a firearm and that I would never want to shoot. But my real question is, I'm down here in Broward County in Florida, and what you got, it was a good exercise in terror thinking about these things. So how do you think Florida is going to go? Should I be thinking about moving?
No.
I would stay in Florida.
Florida, you think we'll be on the right side of this?
The only thing that would convince me to move out of Florida if I was there now, and, you know, half my family's from Florida.
Oh, okay. Well, Broward County, that was a different story.
Yeah, Broward County is the rough part of Florida. It's the most liberal part of Florida. It has the most political turmoil. But unless you wind up with a liberal governor,
yeah, that's my fear.
I would stay in Florida. Now,
okay.
If somehow the liberals take over your state government, you're going to have to move. But I don't see anything making that happen in the near term.
Okay, that's really, really good to know. Thank you so much. Yep.
Yeah, you've got a lot of gun owners, a lot of retired military, a lot of patriots in Florida. You know, there's a lot of places you could be in the United States that are a lot worse off than Florida.
Right. Now,
What do
you think about Alabama?
Well, I think Alabama's
got a lot of family in Alabama.
Alabama's got a lot of conservative Christians. If you have family in Alabama and it's a place you'd enjoy living, that's not a bad option either.
Good. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Continue.
No, I think that as we see the polarization of society, as we see the two societies take shape, that's what we're watching right now. We're watching the tyrannical society take shape. We're watching people react to that and create their own economy, their own way of doing things. You're going to see it's just like the Underground Railroad. You know, you're going to see the COVID tyrannical market, and you're going to see the freedom liberty loving market, and the two will start to separate from each other. You know, they're telling people in New York you can't sit at a restaurant unless you have a COVID pass.
Yeah, I have a family up in New Jersey, and I desperately want them to get the heck out of there.
They should. If I were in New Jersey or New York, I'd be looking for land in the Midwest or the Deep South as fast as I could right now.
Okay.
And land in Missouri is going for sale. I mean, stuff's selling the day.
I know. I'd love to live near John.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place, the Ozark Mountains.
Yeah. Well, I'll take whatever else you want to say online. I don't want to take up your time. I appreciate you guys so much more than you'll know. God bless.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
For the call. God
Thank
bless
Thank you,
you,
Patty. Thank you, Patty. The place for sale on my website that sold three or four weeks ago, I could sell that place once a week, Sam. Seriously, I could sell it once a week. Our next caller is Mike in Arizona. Good morning, Mike.
Yes, good morning. Touching on a couple of the things that you had mentioned in the previous half hour, a caller had mentioned something about if things collapse here, we're going to have to worry that Russia and China will be jumping on us like a bone. But with the insurgency ecosystem, there's going to be a lot other than just the big major players. And just to name a few of the special interest groups, you know, you've got the Crips and the Bloods. You've got La Raza and Mecha with their Reconquista movement. You've got the cartels, the Mexican cartels. You got BLM, Antifa. So take a step back for all the listeners and make like a chart and start talking about the what's referred to as the insurgency ecosystem and that part. The other one, the previous caller had said something of about what our chances are that we can't go up against an Apache helicopter. And in an insurgency, what is usually done is to identify the center of gravity of the enemy, like a commodity of what they need to move their army. And one of the easy things to identify as a center of gravity, a COG, would be fuel or water. As you recall, back in the beginning of the insurgency during the Iraq War, all those fuel tankers that were moving by ground were all interdicted by ambush from the bad guys, from the insurgents. So, and then that caused the U.S. military to activate a lot of helicopter units here in the United States so they could start transporting that fuel by air. So, okay, so fine, you've got a battalion of Apache helicopters, and it's going to take a little over 7,000 gallons to do a battalion turn. But if they're going to have to start transporting that in there by air, or if the fuel can be interdicted on the ground, the Apaches are not going to move. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Okay, Mike, thank you for your call. Well, we hope it doesn't come to that, but anything's possible. And once again, to go back to an earlier statement, the communist Chinese are licking their lips. Their goal is to take over the entire planet. White Christian America is basically the main thing stopping that, isn't it, Sam?
Christian Americans of all colors are standing between the Satanists taking control of the world and liberty. That's the only thing that's preventing the Satanists from taking over. That's the truth. I hate to couch it in those terms, but that's the way it is. And people need to accept reality and understand that that's exactly the way it is. I got to read you this comment, John.
Please.
Sergeant Matt, retired Marine Gunnery Sergeant Jesse Jane Duff says, "Yikes, a 3-star general at that. My Marines would have submitted my retirement papers had I made that mistake. Maybe that's why our military left so many Americans behind. The generals didn't recognize them."
It's a pretty sad commentary. Well, I don't know this woman general. I'm tempted to give her a free pass, but maybe she was in a hurry and wasn't paying attention.
Let me tell you why I'm not giving her a free pass.
Please.
Maria Gervais, you absolute clueless clown. How did you get promoted to 3 stars? So I'm on Fort Leonard Wood. We're going to do some training, some weapons of mass destruction training on Fort Leonard Wood. This is about 12, 15 years ago. And we're conducting a command post exercise training for 3 days. And we drive onto the base. I'm actually driving General Hollingsworth onto the base. He's a 2-star Marine general that's retired. And he's involved with Command Operations Center, which was conducting the training. Now, we drive onto the base. We're at the top of this hill at Fort Leonard Wood. And we're looking across this valley at a street and some buildings almost a mile away. Literally almost a mile away. And Hollingsworth looks at me and he says, "You know there are Marines on this base. It's an Army base, but you know there's actually Marines here." And I said, "Yeah, I just didn't know how many." And he said, "Yeah, actually, there's quite a few. Engineering school's here." And he starts to talk about this. And I see these young recruits marching almost a mile away. And I said to Hollingsworth, I said, "Are those Marines marching way out there in the distance?" And he starts laughing. He says, "Are you kidding me?" I said, "No." He goes, "Those are Army." I said, "How can you tell?" He says, "Look at them march. They have no idea what they're doing." And as we drove up to them, of course, they were young recruits. They weren't the most skilled marchers on the planet. But here they are in Army uniforms, and they're young Army recruits. But Hollingsworth could tell from a mile away the difference between a group of Army marching and a group of Marines marching. And this 3-star general can see faces, medals, rank tabs, weapons, and doesn't know they're British forces? It's disgusting. She gets no pass from me.
Okay, well, fair enough. I'm not going to challenge that. I'm not going to challenge that.
We all look at things a little differently, you know?
Yep, absolutely. We got open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call-in number is 512-248-8252. Well, how about a Firearms Tip of the Week, sir?
Well, my firearms tip of the week is to take the weapons you plan on defending your home, your life, your neighborhood with, take them out at night in the dark and shoot them. As a matter of fact, have a friend shoot them while you stand to the side and watch for muzzle flash. And if you've got a muzzle flash problem, fix it.
All right. Well, fair enough. Fair enough. Any updates on the availability and price on ammunition, sir?
Yeah, we're starting to see ammo come available. We're starting to see reloading components show up. Everything but primers is starting to make a comeback, it looks like. And once the ammo shelves get filled from the major manufacturers, then you'll see primers start to become available.
That's good. So right now, primers are difficult to get, are expensive, or both?
Impossible to get for most people. Primers are tough right now.
All right.
Powder's trickling in certain places. Ammo is trickling in at a little faster pace. But there's ammo out there to be had. And there's plenty of reloading components out there to be had if you're willing to look for them. But, you know, the best way to make sure you have ammo is to learn how to reload.
I know you keep emphasizing that, and you hold reloading classes on a regular basis. I attended one. I learned a lot.
You know, I have no sympathy for people who say, I have no ammo, because you can teach a chimpanzee to reload a cartridge, a centerfire cartridge. The tools now are so good. The books and the data are so good. You can literally learn how to reload in a couple of hours. There's just no excuse.
Sam, our next caller is Mark in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. I wanted to give you an update, John, about I just read that, and this was on the Children Defense website of it's Robert Kennedy Jr., his website, where there's two active duty staff sergeants were suing the military. Now, these guys caught COVID and they survived it, along with about 220,000 other active duty. And so these two guys are putting forth lawsuits. Had you heard that, or had you heard that?
Well, you knew it was coming, because with the studies now out from Israel and other places about natural immunity being so much stronger than being vaccinated, you knew the lawsuits were coming. Because they're trying to drive conservatives out of the military. What they've done is they've asked for a giant class action lawsuit.
Well, so now I'm wondering if enough active duty stand up and say no to this, but don't back down and don't allow them to discharge them, would that be a stand? I mean, will it hold? Will they do it?
It's absolutely critical that they do that to preserve or restore the integrity of our military.
I agree 100%, and also to take a stand and create a phalanx against this weapon. I see this as a weapon. These vaccines are weapons, and I believe there's multiple batches with different elements in each different batch, and coming from multiple companies, so that way they can't say that it was contrived. But in fact, it has been over several decades, I believe, and they're coming at us from all angles with all kinds of stuff in those vaccines. But some of them are actually probably saline. For certain people. And I would hope that they could take a stand, create a phalanx against this weapon, see it as a weapon, and see, especially with what just happened with Afghanistan, how our government treated the military there. Surely there's guys waking up and saying, this is not right. So anyway, I'll leave you guys with that. And please respond in any way, Sam. Let us know what you feel about this.
Well, I'll tell you how important I think it is for our military to take vaccines. The Taliban, who has no vaccines and no resources, just overran and ran the U.S. military and the army they supposedly trained over the last 18 years right out of Afghanistan. So a bunch of unvaccinated, unsophisticated warfighters just ran the U.S. military and the army they trained right out of Afghanistan. But what are we focused on? Vaccinating our troops. The insanity of all this is beyond comprehension.
Yeah. Well said. Thank you for the call, Mark. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Rod in Illinois. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Mr. John and Sam. It's good to talk to you. I very seldom get the opportunity to listen to the show live because I work during the day. I'll try to make it short, but I really enjoy listening to the show on the archives so that way I can hear all the good callers in and the guests that you have on your show. And Sam's right. This country, we've got very few warriors compared to what we need. I think that it takes five people to support one warrior, like he said, and if everybody bands together, our republic will stand strong. So that's
well
all
said,
I really
Brian.
Had to say. And
well
I appreciate
said,
you guys
you
and what you do.
Thank
Thanks
you,
for your time. Have a blessed day. Thank you.
We have a last break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart,
under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Sam, we've got about 2 minutes here to summarize your thoughts for these folks today, sir, this week.
Probably the most important thing for people to see from the big picture is that a tyrannical government, these tyrants, their number one lever, their number one mechanism to achieve control is fear. Once you understand that they're trying to manipulate you by fear, false flags, trying to blame groups, trying to divide society, trying to make you afraid of a virus, trying to make you afraid of this, that, and the other, the whole thing boils down to using fear to push people the direction you want to push them. And once you understand that, and you go to the book of Matthew chapter 10 and read some of the words in red, it says, "Do not fear those who kill the body but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Therefore, everyone who confesses me before men, I will confess him before my Father who is in heaven." So do not fear. You are more valuable than the sparrows. "He who has found his life will lose it. He who has lost his life for my sake will find it." People, there's nothing to be afraid of. Do not fear these communist, tyrant, Satanists. That's exactly what they are. They're just criminals. Don't fear them. Don't be manipulated by their fear mechanisms. Stand. Like it says in Matthew, shout from the rooftops. Okay? It's so critical that you understand that it's your responsibility. You were born in this time and place to take a stand. So do your job.
Well said, Sam. Enjoy the rest of the holiday. Have a great week. We'll have you back next Monday, sir.
Thank you, John. Enjoy your week. Let freedom ring, sir.
Will do. Thank you. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, plenty of essential oils now while you can. Really do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.